Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 24. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 24. I do not perceive my own best interests. In no situation that arises do you realize the outcome that would make you happy. Therefore, you don't have any guide as to the appropriate action and no way of judging the results. I do not perceive my own best interests. I do not perceive my own best interests. We determine by our perceptions of the situation. But the thing is, that perception is wrong. And if that's the case, then we will never serve our own best interests. But isn't it always our own best interests that we are looking for in any situation? Jesus tells us that because we do not realize what our own best interests are, that we can be taught what they are. But in order to be taught, we have to have conviction that we do not know what they are. And when we have that conviction that we do not know what they are, we can learn. He can teach us. This takes honesty and a conviction that we want to learn what our best interest truly is. This honesty that he is asking us for . Why is it so hard? What is it we are trying to protect or hide? Is it the building of the identity that we are trying to protect? And yet we don't know, do we, how to build a new identity? What is our best interest in building our identity? Yet we try to build it. We put up walls to try to say we know, but in truth we don't. We choose opposing things. And then wonder why we are not happy. Father, help me to be willing to learn. Help me to realize with the utmost honesty I have, that I do not know what my own best interests are. Help me not to sabotage my peace. I'm willing to let you teach me what my own best interests are. I have nothing to defend in an identity. When you're the one teaching me what it is. Help me, Father, to be honest with myself today and to look to you for guidance. Help me to find the willingness to trust you and your guidance to be open and allowing. Help me to lay down my goals, what I think will make me happy, and allow you to teach me what my heart's desire is. Help me to unlock the chamber of my heart that holds my heart's desires. As we sink deeply into our hearts, as thoughts come up, let us look at the thoughts and see if we are building an identity. And then let us ask Spirit, our inner guide, to show us our identity as we let those thoughts go and we sink quietly into a place where we wait for guidance, for the answer. Who am I? Thank you for joining with me in this space of honesty. Desiring only to know the truth. Namaste.